The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Good. And we're coming back into the third hour. This is the Barton Report. Big broadcasting, and we're playing this absolutely stunning interview with David Noakes, who's by the state 100% and the big pharma. And they're about to talk about, we go back to the interview about the use of common law in this case. Go back to that now.
They're certainly not working for the common good. They are working, as you rightly say, on behalf of the corporatocracy.
Well, I prefer to call them admiralty courts, because that's what they are. Statutory courts are actually admiralty courts.
They are indeed admiralty courts, yeah. And I hate to flag this up for you, but this is what you have experienced is actually a classic case of things only registering when it gets right up close and personal. Because I did have a conversation with you about 18 months or 2 years ago about the Admiralty Court process, because I had been through the challenge myself and successfully exposed the attachment of the civil courts, in this case, to the birth certificate, and the fact that they could only deal with you if you acquiesced to their dead man system. But it didn't register with you.
No.
Didn't register. And that's completely understandable.
I've been trying to understand the common law for ages. I've had people come and see me for 2 days and give up and say, just watch 10 hours worth of videos and you'll get it. I said, no, I need it in one page of A4. Well, I've written it now myself. John Smith explained it to me after you did. And I've now got it in 3/4 of a page of A4. It's dead simple. All these people don't understand it. It's terribly simple.
It is, absolutely.
And it is on mhracorrupt.st. Click common law.
Excellent. So, now let's go back to the process that you witnessed last Saturday. Because, obviously, in the ideal situation, more and more people will convene common law courts and more people will participate in the process. And at some point in the future, the Queen's Bench will not be able to dismiss a common law court ruling. And of course, at the moment, they know very well what's occurring here. And if what John Smith and the common law court process was trying to do was perceived to be in contempt, then obviously the full force of the Admiralty Court would descend upon John Smith's head. But they can't do that because they know he is fundamentally correct. So, of course, they obfuscate and then just find a reason to dismiss. So, at the moment, they're able to get away with that because, obviously, the common law process hasn't got traction. But it's building traction. And there were two common law courts established last weekend, but we're just going to focus on the one on Saturday in Guildford today, which you witnessed. So, can you just talk us through what you actually witnessed and how the day unfolded?
Okay, well, firstly, the Admiralty Courts cannot, in theory, overlook something done by the Common Law Courts, because the Common Law Courts take precedent. They are the proper courts. The Admiralty Courts are the improper courts.
Precisely.
The illegal courts. But lawyers, judges don't care about the law. They ride roughshod over the law. And so they are, at the moment, refusing to listen to the proper courts, the common law courts. But yeah, what happened was, Lynn is in the terrifying experience of knowing she's in a jail where 1,000 people commit suicide, and they're asking for a 10-year sentence, and probably she'll spend two years, 4 months before that, so she's looking at 12 years, 4 months, And she probably will never see the light of day again. She may die in a French jail. She's approaching 60, and this is the horror. The British courts don't give a damn about British people. They're prepared to extradite the innocent Linda Thayer, who's never done anything in France, knowing she's innocent, just so she can spend 12 years, 4 months in jail and die there.
And the pharmaceutical industry can send the message that anybody who messes with their supremacy will be brutally persecuted.
This is all about protecting the $200 billion profits of the poison of chemotherapy. And they're scared stiff that if GCMAF makes it big, no one will ever take chemotherapy again, because GCMAF is 1% the cost, 40 times as effective, and it has negligible to no side effects. That's what they're scared of. They want that money. And the only thing the big pharmaceuticals care about, and the MHRA, is money. Vast amounts of it. $1.3 trillion a year is their turnover. GlaxoSmithKline, Britain's biggest pharmaceutical company, makes $30 billion turnover. Now, they killed 83,000 with the drug Avandia and got a $3 billion fine in the USA. Put it into Google, it's all over the place.
And Vioxx is another one that, you know... Vioxx was reaching the point of genocidal.
So anyway, so GlaxoSmithKline, their $3 billion fine included a fine for fraud, because they knew Avandia killed, and they didn't tell their patients, they didn't tell the regulators, they just collected the money. They're not interested in life, they only want money.
But also, no individual got sued, because everybody hides behind the corporate logo.
Yes, astonishingly, they got a $3 billion fine, no directors got prosecuted, nothing. Now, The MHRA licenses more than a dozen drugs that kill, and no directors ever get prosecuted. So Vioxx, Avandia, and opioids have killed 450,000 people, and the MHRA has never prosecuted anyone. But look at us. We saved 9,000 people, and we got 33 persecutions, 15 court cases, 4 prison sentences, and we've got a lot more to come.
So, are you able to explain to us the process of last Saturday?
No.
Okay, I wonder why you should have said that. I wouldn't have kept asking the question. Because I was hoping that you, because I wasn't there, so I was hoping that you could explain the actual process of the common law court, but we'll have to leave that for another time. So let's focus on the fact that, as we've said, the pharmaceutical industry has a horrendous track record in terms of killing people through properly prescribed medicines. I mean, you know, obviously there's deaths as a result of improperly prescribed medicines, or medicines prescribed off-label.
They're so minor, it's not worth discussing.
But the properly prescribed medicine is the primary cause of death, basically,
yes.
Particularly in the USA.
Oh, and England.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Okay, so the question that is put forward on many of the videos that I've done on you and Lynn and GCMAF is... where are all the people that have benefited from GCMAF? Because I think you make the observation that some 11,000 people have benefited as a result of GCMAF.
Right, well, 11,500 people have taken GCMAF, 9,000 have benefited. And where do you go for the information? Well, obviously, to the gcmaf.se website.
Okay, so let's go to that GCMAF Dotty website. Let's see if we can pull that up.
.se, that's Sweden. You can't tell the truth in England, they take your website down. But Sweden has WikiLeaks. So if you go to the gcmf.se website and click product and then click patients' experiences, this is what you get. Patients' results, sorry. And here are three pages of patients' results. This is the first one. So this is Dr. Stephen Hoffman, who treated 10 people in Holland.
And we see different types of cancer discussed here. Breast cancer, bladder cancer, hepatitis C, prostate cancer.
Yes. And then we wrote a paper on this with Dr. Blasius from Texas. And we put the two doctors together and their results and published the scientific research paper. So if we go to the second page, this is the first set of trials.
Okay, so this is breast cancer with lung metastasis,
yep.
Pancreatic cancer with liver metastasis, and ovarian and lung cancer.
Let's look at the ovarian and lung cancer.
So there's the report. Now all of the information on this website has been written up by the medical professionals.
No, I mean, Dr. Stephen Hoffman wrote his own stuff up, but I've written up the rest of this. Well, I've cut and pasted emails from patients. I wrote most of this website.
Okay.
So this will be Gail Bray, ovarian. Now, if we go to the other page, if we go back, there we are, second trials.
Which one's this one? Is this one?
Yeah, that one. Yeah. Yep.
Okay, second trials, yeah.
So there's quite a lot there. And I got sort of fed up with putting them up because there'd been so many of them.
Okay, but now, so the argument is, you know, might be that, well, all of these have been produced by you.
No, I'm cutting and pasting emails that have been produced by the patients.
My point is that your critics would argue that without the original source,
yep.
then the paper trail effectively is broken.
Right, well, we have the names, addresses, telephone numbers and email addresses of all of our 11,500 patients, so it can all be traced back to the source.
So then the question that is often put forward on the videos is, where were these people when you were being dragged through the court in front of Judge Nicholas Lorraine Smith for the Newton hearing?
My own lawyers devastated my case. Firstly, they pounced on me unannounced at a meeting, all three of them, my QC, my barrister, and my solicitor, all of whom were legal aid, and told me I had to plead guilty. And I needed time to prepare for that. I was livid. And under duress, I agreed. That was the first damage.
I must confess, I was devastated when you told me that.
Yeah, that was the first damage they did to my case. Secondly, I spent months writing up my case. I emailed it to them a week before the court case. They did not pass it on to the judge or the Crown Prosecution Service, so all my evidence was inadmissible.
So I think people need to understand that, I mean, you were in a weakened state at this time.
33 prosecutions over 4.5 years.
Yes. Yeah, and I mean, I can, you know, recall from my own experience that it was difficult to have conversations with you because you were distracted.
Yes.
You know, by everything that was occurring.
Yep.
And, you know, we'd had a conversation about you pleading not guilty and you know, effectively putting yourself at the disposal of a jury.
Well, what they told me was if I did not plead guilty, I would not be able to present my case. Judge Lorraine Smith would not hear my case unless I pleaded guilty.
But
that's what they told me.
Which in of itself is outrageous.
Yes, I would think so. So, yeah, I was very weakened. I gave in. I should have said, no, I want to research this. But there's three of them, very experienced, got a QC there. They're all saying the same thing. So
they bullied you, basically.
Oh, yes, I was bullied. Very, very definitely bullied. And I agreed under duress.
Am I correct, or have I taken something out of context, in that also part of the bullying was that if you pleaded guilty, they wouldn't lay any charges against Lynn in this country.
No, no, that wasn't part of it.
Okay, okay.
No. So the next thing was I had 20 witnesses lined up. My lawyers cancelled all of the 20 witnesses. I just got one.
And I know Scott Tipps from the National Health Federation turned up at the court expecting to give evidence, and your lawyers effectively blocked him from giving evidence.
Scott Tipps was going to give evidence about the pharmaceutical companies and the MHRA. Cancelling that evidence, they threw him out the court, would not let him come in. He'd flown over from Holland, absolutely devastated my case.
And their argument, because I challenged your barrister as to why that had happened, and his argument was that because the National Health Federation had made you Man of the Year or something and put you on the front page of their magazine,
yes,
that Scott's evidence was compromised and that he could not be seen to be impartial. But that's a ridiculous argument, because the guy that the MHRA brought in, the consultant that you had been speaking with about the process of licensing, I mean, obviously, he was pretty one-dimensional in his evidence. And you know, okay, so Scott may have been a bit one-dimensional on the other side, but to prevent him from giving evidence, it was an absolute travesty.
Yes. There's no doubt that my lawyers were on the other side. So we've got the CPS on the wrong side. They should have been on the side of me, the little man. And we've got my lawyers on the wrong side. Everyone was on the wrong side. Everyone was gunning for the little guy. Everyone wanted to keep 200,000 people a year dying and to keep the profits of chemotherapy coming in. That's what all this is about.
Well, and I have to say that, I mean, I thought that Justice Nicholas Lorraine Smith's demeanour during the, was it Newton or Newman? I can't remember.
Newton.
Newton hearing. He made it very clear with some of his observations that he really did feel that he was caught between a rock and a hard place. But he seriously let himself down in the last hearing I attended, where you had dismissed your lawyers, but he insisted that you retain your lawyers. Now, this is unlawful conversion, because you were appearing before the court as a living man, and he was basically saying, well, I'm not going to let you appear before the court as a living man, and therefore I'm going to instruct your lawyers to represent you, even though you had effectively terminated your relationship with them.
Yeah, I dismissed them 2 weeks before, and I told the court that I dismissed them. So the court knew they were dismissed.
And this is unlawful conversion.
Yes, yes.
And on that basis, Nicholas Lorraine Smith effectively prostituted himself and knowingly broke the law to prevent you from presenting yourself as a living man and thereby giving evidence in the first person.
Right. I think Nicholas Lorraine Smith got a telephone call from senior Freemasonry, and he was told what to do. I'm sure he's an honest man, and I don't think he would have done that if he had not been ordered to.
I must confess that over the last few years, I have seen a number of occasions, and particularly when a hearing is wrapped on a Friday and the judge has said, well, I'm going to defer my verdict until Monday. And when the judge walks in on the Monday, it's a completely different person.
Yeah.
It's like they've had a lobotomy over the weekend. Yeah. And yes, I think you're right. They get the phone call and have a few facts of life pointed out to them. And obviously, they know that they are prostituting their soul.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, obviously, that then is reflected in their demeanour. And what I saw in Justice Nicholas Lorraine Smith's behaviour that day was certainly symptomatic of right, like you say, the telephone call and the facts of life.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. This is a stunningly corrupt nation.
We'll go to this break and go on with David Noakes after the break. Okay.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check, but there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Okay, very good, and we're going to go back to the interview, outstanding interview, Ian R. Crane, who is a campaigner. Just briefly, let me say, we can't see him here, but he's the guy who nailed fracking to the wall. He's ex the oil industry, and he's the guy who gave information to David Noakes that there was a cure for cancer. David Noakes pursued it about 8 years ago, and he did this fantastic work with Lynn Thayer, healing people from natural protein, and got absolutely thrown in jail, and they're trying to put him in jail again. And Lynn Thayer, she's a very unwell woman. She was at AB10. I don't think she'll survive many more weeks or months. And she's a total murderer, and to put her in a jail. And no charges. All the charges are rigged. Rigged. Go back to the interview with David Noakes, and interesting as we go along. Okay.
We've been 45 years in the EU. None of you are safe. The courts are not on your side. They used to be. They are not on your side anymore. And for God's sake, don't come up in front of them, because they will do you down.
And it is getting to the point of civil law almost, in that you are guilty of anything that you are accused of until such time as you've been fleeced of everything that you thought you owned, to try and prove yourself innocent. But even then, if they want you nailed, they will nail you. And unfortunately, we are seeing this on an increasingly regular basis. The only upside of this is that more and more people are starting to realise that the smart thing to do is keep yourself out of hospital and out of court.
Yes, you have to. You absolutely have to.
Because if you end up in hospital or in court, basically, you're screwed.
Yep, that's right. Yep. There's no justice in this country. This is British injustice we are talking about.
And here, what we are looking at with this website is the prima facie evidence that GCMAF has had a positive benefit. But now there are other sources. I mean, obviously, this is your website.
Right. Well, now if you go to news, there are some more.
Okay. Let's bring the website back up on the screen.
So news, there we are, on the right-hand side. That's it.
News, there we go.
Yep.
Okay, so what do we have here?
Well, a load of more cases, some of them really quite fascinating. And then if you go to videos, there are 12 people who've made videos about their results, the best of which is Terry Davis Newman.
Which we played in a previous episode Humanity vs. Insanity.
Yep.
Now, I mean, I know there was one case of a lady in Cyprus who was taking GCMAF at the time that your premises were raided in this country.
Yeah.
And the MHRA somehow learned that this lady had received GCMAF from you, and they raided her house Cyprus.
Well, she had been told that by three separate doctors, Belgium, London, and Guernsey, that she had 2 months to live. From liver cancer. So we put it on GCMAF, and she had very high stress from her family, and stress causes cancer, so she needed GCMAF continually. Normally, when the GCMAF gets rid of the cancer or disease, your own GCMAF starts up again, and you don't need ours anymore. But in her case, she's got so much stress from her family that she always needed GCMAF. So 5 years later, she's still fit and healthy, and her name was Joanne Spinks, and she'd moved to Cyprus because she needed more sunshine. Sunshine's good for you.
Vitamin D.
Yep, that's right. And the MHRA heard she was in Cyprus. They are very good at contacting foreign nations, and they contacted Europol, and got her to raid her house twice to deny her of GCMAF. And she died in May 2017. So the MHRA has killed about 200 GCMAF patients. These were people who were recovering and then died.
Well, and they also killed at least one doctor, which was Jeffrey Bradstreet.
Oh, he was just shot. I mean, there's now 102 American doctors being shot. And this is a warning from the big pharmaceutical companies, as I am. Do prescribe pharmaceutical drugs or we will shoot you. That's the warning in America. The warning in England is, look at David Noakes. It's the climate of fear amongst new treatments and small pharmaceutical companies. You produce anything that's any good, and you'll get a 26-year jail sentence. That is the message in England.
Now, everybody hides behind, obviously, the Cancer Act of 1939.
Okay, we'll go to our break then, and we'll continue on straight to the notes after the break, okay?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, very good, and we're coming back in from the break, and we'll go straight to David Noakes talking to Ian Crane about the criminality of and Big Pharma and GC Math.
Which protects, designed
the pharmaceutical company,
the radiation industry, protects the pharmaceutical industry. Yep. But now, I think about 3 years ago, Lord Saatchi, who lost his wife to cancer, raised a bill in the House of Lords, which was passed, which gave doctors the opportunity to prescribe novel medicines if their patients had basically run out of other options.
If the patient agreed and the doctor agreed, yes, they can do it.
Right. But now that, remarkably, wasn't even mentioned by your legal team in the Newton hearing.
I mentioned it to them. It was part of my case that I spent months writing. But, of course, it was passed into law on the 26th of March of 2016, and signed by the Queen, and the big pharmaceutical companies, the Department of Health and the MHRA...
Buried it.
It does not exist. We have the right to try, and no, we are not allowed to try. The MHRA want total control over our health. Absolute control. So GCMF is a billionth of a gram of a safe, natural, protein that all healthy people make and therefore is a human right. A billionth of a gram. And the MHRA won't even let us have a billionth of a gram of our own protein.
No, because it's too effective, far too effective.
Yes. So this is a dictatorship. This is exactly what you expect from a dictatorship. 200,000 people dying every year at the hands of the MHRA is exactly what you expect from a dictatorship.
And, of course, we have the statement that it's expected that one in every three people will currently be diagnosed with some form of cancer in the course of their life. By 2025, it's forecast to go to one in two. And by 2040, it's forecast that everyone will develop some form of cancer in the course of their life. And despite there being a number of effective treatments, GC-MAFA perhaps being one of the most significant, but none of this is allowed to come to the fore. David, did you ever contact the cancer charities about getting support from the cancer charities to support bringing GC-MAF to market?
The cancer charities aren't cancer charities. So Cancer Research UK has got big pharmaceutical company directors on the board. Its job is to drive people into the poison of chemotherapy. So Cancer Research UK must kill scores of thousands of people every year. They have a page on their website about GC-MAF. They rubbish GC-MAF. They say 10 things which are completely lies. But one of them was, it all depends on one scientist. They all believe it's one scientist. No, there are 300 scientists behind GC-MAF. And another one is, one treatment would not successfully treat so many diseases. I'm sorry, but vitamin D will treat 90 diseases. So why shouldn't GC-MAF treat about the same number, or possibly a bit more? Now, GC-MAF is the number one cancer treatment. Ian, be quite sure about that. I mean, the results we were getting were absolutely fabulous.
Yep, and that's why you have been targeted.
Yes.
Now, the other question, of course, that is asked is where can people get GC-MAF? And in fact, I mean, one of the observations that is often made is, why don't you put it into the public domain? But it's not a simple process. It's not like just cooking up something in the kitchen, is it?
Well, it takes scientists. We had two scientists making GC-MAF. One making it and the other testing it, and we put it through 9 tests every batch.
And you've got to have the laboratory environment.
You have to have a laboratory
equipment.
It can't be done out.
No.
It can't be done any other way. It's a 22-step extraction process. I have given full details on how to make it to a benevolent organization. There's a lot of rubbish about you can make GC-MAF from yogurt.
That's the common one.
And it's not true. You can't prove there is any GC-MAF in yogurt because there are so many proteins in yogurt. You can't isolate a GC-MAF. And it's highly unlikely. You may be producing very good yogurt, but it's highly unlikely that it will have any GC-MAF in it.
So the reality is that obviously it does require a laboratory process. Now, there is certainly a company that is advertising GC-MAF quite openly in the UK. And in fact, they are purchasing ads on social media to promote it. And clearly, the fact that your case and Lynn's case has been quite high profile, not necessarily across the wider public, but certainly across the alternative community. And so I have absolutely no doubt whatsoever that the sales of this product have increased quite significantly over the past year or so. But this is GC-MAF Plus, MHRA.com.
Right, well, I wouldn't mention their name because the MHRA are very good at following up in other countries and they'll bloody well get them taken down.
Yeah, but they don't know where they are, so...
Right, well...
So, they, you know, even with their investigative work, they might have a bit of a task going on them. But in your opinion, because people are asking this question as well, obviously this product is being quite heavily promoted, on, say, on social media. It's not cheap by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, they're at the top end, their sublingual spray is about £500, and their highest strength cream is also about the same price. But for those people who are reaching the point where they've exhausted all other avenues, would you suggest that that is worth exploring as a source of GCMAF?
I don't know anything about them. We were obviously making pure GCMAF. Which you can breathe in and a doctor can inject. They are making creams and sprays which you put on externally. I'd say give it a go, but I mean, I have no idea.
Okay, so you can't endorse it, obviously. You haven't.
I know nothing about it.
You haven't put it, you're not in a position to put it through any kind of test. So.
No, I mean, we put rearum through tests, which. Even Marco Ruggiero was saying rearum is good for cancer. So one of our tests, our test number 8, was to put, and this is on the website, the film of it, time-lapse photography, 3 days down to 2 minutes. So we'd put human immune system macrophages in with human breast cancer cells, nothing would happen. We'd add the GCMAF, and in 3 days' time, the macrophages had eaten all the cancer cells. That's one of the 21 attacks GCMAF has on the human body. We tried it with rearum. All the cancer cells were still there after 3 days, every one of them. So we that was a test. We knew it didn't work. So then, that's what we would have done with GCMAF Plus. But the MHRA closed our laboratory in England. They closed our office in France. They contacted OCLESP to illegally prosecute us, because that's illegal, prosecute twice under the Lisbon Treaty. They closed our clinic in Switzerland. They in Cyprus, they raided Joanne Spinks. And they did raids in Belgium as well.
And the USA, of course.
Oh, of course, they contacted the FDA and got them to murder Jeff Bradstreet. So the tentacles of the MHRA are never ceasing. They are a stunningly murderous body.
I mean, the reality is the sociopaths that work in the MHRA, and of course they tried to do a hit piece on you, a disgusting hit piece. I mean, something almost out of, you know, a school playground. Mm. But that's the level of intellect and sociopathy that we're dealing with here.
Yep, that's right.
And of course, you know, one of the prime movers was simply an ex-police officer. I mean, for him to behave in the way he did, it was truly disgusting.
Yep, and yet all these people will sleep well at night because their only love is money.
Yeah.
They don't care a damn about the people they are killing.
Yeah, no, that's precisely the case. So, obviously, the website is a first port of call. Now, this is gcmaf.se. Yeah? And then for people who want to take a look at the scientific papers, then the first port of call should be PubMed.
Right. Well, there are 150 peer-reviewed scientific research papers in the world's top scientific journals. Half of these have made it through to the American National Library of Medicine, or PubMed. And if you go to the gcmaf.se website, you'll be given ways of finding them. But you can just go to PubMed and put GCMAF in, and you'll probably get
Okay, but if we go back to the website, we pull the website up again. So how do people get to the links of PubMed?
Well, if you go to GCMF, the cancer cure the world has waited for, and if you follow that down, there are three scientific research papers there with their numbers, and if you click on them, they'll come up.
Okay.
And that's a really good article. It tells you exactly what GCMF does. Now, you can find more GCMF research papers by going to the science on our website, and you'll find 40 scientific research papers.
How do we find this one?
Oh, the science. That's it. Go back. Go right. Go right. Go right. That's it.
The science, sorry.
Right. Then you can see 40 GCMF research papers.
Right.
You need the drop-down menu again.
Okay.
And there are also a list of about 142 scientific
links. So there's a links there. It's not allowing me to... There we go. Let's try the links. It's not allowing me to get on there.
Well, there are 142 scientific research papers listed by name.
Okay, there we go, links. So this should be people's first port of call, gcmath.se.
Yeah,
and
on there.
Browse that website and see where it goes.
Yeah.
So now, in terms of raising awareness, like we said, the good news is that GCMath is coming very much into the vocabulary. So we have an awareness event next Wednesday. We bring this up. So with GCMath awareness event, now this is going to be outside Parliament next Wednesday. That's the Wednesday, the 11th of September, the magic moment of 11:11. But we are asking people to gather at Parliament at 10:30. Hopefully Parliament will still be sitting. The likelihood is that it should be, because that's the day before Johnson had tried to prorogue Parliament. But Prime Minister's question time will be at noon, and the parliamentarians normally arrive between sort of 11 and noon. So by being outside Parliament from 10:30, that gives the opportunity to share information on GCMAP with the parliamentarians, who literally are pumping out whatever the MHRA tell them to pump out. They're not doing any research themselves.
We've written to the top six ministers and asked for Lynn Thayer to be freed and for GCMath to be put into the NHS. They never, ever reply. They're like the courts. They don't give a damn about us. It's worthwhile writing to your own MP. And we'll be giving out on the day flyers to every MP we can find. So we'll just watch them going in and give them flyers. And also on the day, we are going to be going to the Brexit Party head office, the Labour Party head office, and the Conservative Party head office, and we're going to give them a summary and three research papers on GCMath, because they need to get GCMath into the NHS, and you know it'll save 120,000 lives a year. Not that they care about that. And we need them to free Linda Thayer. And, you know, it's really terrible for her because, you know, so many people die in French jails, and she may be one of them, and I may be one afterwards. And it's a horrible prospect, and it only happens... You only are at risk of this because our courts are so utterly corrupt.
And of course, you're not out of the woods because you're back in court in October under the Proceeds of Crime Act, where basically the MHRA are going to try and make sure that, you know, after 4.5 years since you were raided but and haven't been able to function because you have no bank account, no access to credit cards, no passport.
Yeah.
So now they want to make sure that you never, ever have the opportunity of getting sufficient resources together to challenge the pharmaceutical industry again. And then, after that, not satisfied with that, they're going to try to, obviously, get you extradited to France.
Yes, and isn't it disgusting that they can use the courts and the proceeds of Crime Act 2003? The MHRA can use the courts to kill and to stop people from getting the treatment they need. The MHRA is corrupt and the courts are corrupt.
So if you have somebody in the family or you know of somebody, and I'm sure you do, who has either succumbed to cancer, to chemo, to radiotherapy, or a combination of all three, then it is imperative that we get support for David and Lynn at Westminster on the 11th of September. Now, there is one coach that is being run. Now, this coach is effectively being run by the coach company from Burnley under the good graces of one of the management there who has literally agreed to provide the coach and is simply requesting that, you know, it's a £5 minimum plus anything that you want to donate. But, you know, if you're prepared to secure your seat for just £5, you can access that coach at Burnley. At 3 o'clock in the morning, I appreciate it's an ungodly hour, but you can sleep on the coach. And then it goes on to Accrington, Blackburn, and then stops off at the services, the Charnock Richard services, Lim services, Sandbach, Stafford, Norton Keynes on the M6 toll, then Oxford services at M40, and then arriving at Westminster at 10 o'clock. Now, I've had requests from people elsewhere about wanting a coach. But I will look at the prospect of a coach coming down the M1 and up the M5 and M40. But the likelihood is that we're not going to be able to do it for £5 a seat. And the problem is that at this late stage, we would have to commit to that coach fairly quickly. So if you are interested in coming along to the 11-11 event at Westminster, GCMAF awareness event next Wednesday, then please leave a comment under this video or message me or email me and I'll try and gauge the response. But it's obviously there is going to be a cost associated with it. It'll simply be whatever the cost of the coach is divided by the number of seats. But then if we don't fill the seats, we have a bit of a problem. So alternatively, if people are prepared to drive and wish to share the fuel costs, also email me and I will get the word out on my Monday morning live stream. That'll be at 8:30, and I apologise for the outrageous wind noise on yesterday's live stream. I won't do that again. If it's that windy, I'll sit in the car. But obviously time is tight, but it's incredibly important that we raise awareness not just of the GCMAF, but also of Lynn's plight. And, you know, use your own creativity. Whatever banners or printed shirts that you want to wear, because, you know, I'm not a great fan of these proscribed protests where somebody provides the banners and everyone's carrying the same banner. I mean, we want people to see that, you know, this is a matter of genuine interest to people, and they are not going to be fobbed off with the crass BBC reports demonising David and Lynn and demonising GCMAF, not offering any balance and certainly not offering any time to people who have benefited from having access to GCMAF. And of course, there are many, many people who would benefit from the GCMAF product if it were available.
Well, neither the BBC nor the Daily Mail, in fact, no newspaper has ever approached us for a comment. They always badmouth GCMAF and us, and they never get our side of it.
Well, they use the footage that I think is from 2011 or 12, where they came over to Guernsey, and I mean, you realise that you'd been set up, and basically threw the cameraman out of the room.
Yeah, we actually have the whole two-hour footage now, which actually I'm uploading to the web at the moment. And you can see how we were set up and how it was pure bias by the so-called doctor. She didn't even know chemotherapy was a poison, for God's sake. So even the media are controlled by the big pharmaceutical companies. It's quite stunning. This is a dictatorship from every angle. Even the media, the press, and the BBC are controlled by the dictatorship. And common law court is one way out of it.
Okay, David, we're almost out of time. I was hoping we might have the time to get on to some, you know, perhaps more current issues, because, of course, you do have a background. You were actually, at one point, a contender for the leadership of the UKIP party.
I was beaten by some complete unknown called Nigel Farage.
Yes. And, you know, oh, the rest, as they say, is history. Anyway, another time. I mean, obviously, there really is no question that there are a significant number of people around the world who are extremely grateful for the work that you and Lynn have done on GCMAF, and are obviously saddened by the way in which you are being treated. And, you know, one can only hope that in raising awareness of this, getting GCMAF into people's vocabulary, getting people to do proper research and look at the papers, the scientific papers that are out there, reading the testimonials, watching the videos of the people who have benefited from GCMAF, and maybe, just maybe, at some future date, we might see the turnaround that we know we need to see here. So, you know, thanks for everything that you've done there. And obviously, the more support that you can garner, and, you know, if we can get that groundswell, then, you know, the elected representatives eventually would have to recognise that actually this is something that they can no longer abdicate from having an opinion and just bow down to Big Pharma or Public Health England or whatever, and have to start looking at the real evidence. And of course, the real evidence is that, just ask yourself, why is it that if a doctor gets sick, they tend to tell their families that the last place they want to be is in a hospital? Sadly, you know, the NHS, whilst, I mean, this is still the best country in the world if you break a bone, probably, in terms of getting it fixed quickly and for free. But, you know, in terms of dealing with health issues that are more deep-rooted, then, you know, we are simply becoming a banana republic, and the care that's on offer only benefits the pharmaceutical industry. And that's, of course, one of the great concerns that, you know, when we do come out of the EU, and that's a whole other issue, by the way, because right now it looks like we're not. But, and I'll cover that on my live stream on Monday morning. But if we do come out of the EU, then obviously the hawks...
We'll finish it at that. Thanks again for managing all the time slots. But as I say, outstanding story, and we'll come back to this again. GCMAF and David Noakes and a cure for cancer. But anyways, we say this time every week, we'll be back this time next week with the Barden Report. And we'll talk to you then.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.